Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Shanae and Sportless, simply six.
You've got enough sports stuff going on there. You could leave out that top story if you want. I mean, well, there's no need
Liverpool
for you to...
Liverpool are out of the Champions
that
League.
One,
that
yes,
one, yeah.
Thank you. Just completely unnecessary.
Funny, though.
That's hilarious.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. As I was explaining earlier on, I'm pretty bulletproof when it comes to devastation from sport. As a Mayo GAA supporter, I've been to 9 finals. This stuff would just water off my back.
Is there like a mourning period that you have to go through?
Yeah, today. I'll be grand tomorrow now. But okay. to all my fellow Liverpoolian fans
will
out there.
Will you be able to continue watching the competition now that Liverpool are out?
Do you know what? If PSG win it, I'll be delighted for them. They played unreal last night. They were fantastic. So to any PSG fans out there, we got your back. Great game. Super game of football last night. It was incredible.
I'm a PSG fan. Since last night.
You're changing daily at the moment.
You really are. Cop it on, man. Speaking of Cheltenham, did anybody have any luck with your you know, the internal thing we're doing here in the station?
I forgot to go into that, Buster.
Okay. All right. I'll share the funds if I win it.
I got 22 points, which I think is just kind of par.
Yeah.
The leader has 36 points.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got a bit of catching up to do today. So
I've got two winners. I don't know how many points, but that's thanks to Derek, my friend Derek. That's all I'm saying.
Derek, who messaged in.
Mind your own business.
Oh, we've got a tipster. Helped us out. Thank you.
We have some cheating going on.
There's loads of people that go over to Cheltenham for the racing, but have you heard what people are doing in Benidorm?
This is so good.
Go on.
So this Cheltenham tourism is now a thing where thousands and thousands of people, mostly British, a lot of Irish, are now flying over to Benidorm, Alicante, Spain, Alicante, and they're going to this massive big outdoor area where they have the biggest TV in the world, and thousands of people go there to watch Cheltenham.
Class.
They fly to Spain to watch the racing in the UK. And the logic, the thinking, cheap flights, €2 drinks, cheap food, and sunshine guaranteed.
Makes sense.
So now Cheltenham tourism is a thing.
So they're actually going further away from Cheltenham to watch it.
Exactly.
So we should go to Cheltenham next year, is what you're saying.
That's what I said.
I'm
next
just
year.
Saying, for the All Ireland hurling final, Cork versus Limerick this year, let's go to Mexico. Who's up?
Let's do it.
Big screen, €2 drinks, loads of tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Happy days. Anyway, that's the thing if you're a Cheltenham fan next year. Did you see Man United's new stadium proposals, Kelly?
No, tell me.
All right. I took one look at it. Live at the Manx Key.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Why? Does it look like a tent?
It's a Fawcett Circus tent. That's what they're trying to do. No, it looks spectacular. It's a 100,000 stadium that they're proposing.
Oh, is it?
It's a bit of a strange one to be throwing in like massive stadium plans when you don't have a team really at the moment.
And unveiling a circus tent when your team is literally a circus is not the best idea in the world.
Brilliant.
Full of clowns.
Full of clowns.
Yeah, there's a lot of irony
fan
in that one.
Yeah. Very supportive.
Resident Man United fan Rory O'Hagan, everybody. Quick one. How do we feel about country music now? Are we still?
Yeah. I've always been a fan.
Have you?
Yeah, I've always loved a bit of Nashville.
Oh, have you?
Shania Twain, definitely my top.
Yeah, we've been inundated with country themed and country feeling songs, everything from Post Malone to.
It's all
you
Beyonce's
name it.
Fault, basically.
There's a resurgence.
Beyonce,
right,
yeah.
Biggest dance DJ in the world, the fella that charges $250,000 for an hour set, Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Calvin's gone country.
Has he?
He's gone country and he's singing country. Do you want to have a listen to Calvin Harris singing a country song? This is Calvin Harris. Yeah.
I sparkle like sun in June. Roll up and wait for you.
He's got a nice voice, isn't he?
I quite like it.
Wide awake in a hotel room.
He's gone for the whole Avicii vibe, isn't he?
Thinking all what I could do.
Yeah, Calvin Harris has gone country, everybody.
Is that really him singing?
That's him.
He's got
I like
a good
it.
Voice. Yeah, I do too.
Now, if you want to see real country music, I mean, where I come from.
Yeah.
You're born and they're singing a country song to you. All right? You're wrapped in turf. And they sing you something from
Gareth Brooks, kind of from
Philomena Begley and Margot.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is an Irish country song that Vic found for me. Going, you need to hear this. This. Oh my God, Kelly, you'll resonate with this.
We're lonely and we're looking for our husbands, like we do every Friday at this time. Whiskey thinking, whiskey drinking husbands. Yo! We're looking for our husbands.
It's the husband hunting song. That's what it's called.
It's actually called that.
It's called
it?
Husband Hunting.
Did they get husbands in the end?
They shot the video in a bar in Australia, and these two massive Aussies with mullets walk in.
Yeah,
and literally pick them up and run out of the pub with them.
The standard Australian proposal.
By the way, that was 1996.
Nice. Yes, that's Husband Hunting. This is real country music.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights.
So dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. I mean, is there a more beautiful message than that? And do you want... Can I do it again, Vic? Can I, producer?
Who even came up with those lyrics?
Can I play my favourite country song, Vic? Rodney Carrington.
Well, I got home and the door was locked. Then I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote telling me to go to hell. I crawled in the window, I got inside, she kicked me in the balls and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied, kicked me again and I thought I died. Took my clothes,
set them on fire
and hit me with her curling iron. I tried to block it with my watch and then she kicked me in the crotch again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hello, Rebecca in Blackpool. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Rebecca, it's Friday night. We're meeting up in Blackpool. You're organising the date.
Yeah.
Where have you lined up? Where are you taking us wrong? Where are the Blackpool hotspots at the moment?
Oh, God. I don't know. The
Grove. Did you say the goat?
The Grove.
The ghost?
The Grove.
The Groves.
The Groves. Okay, where is that?
It's just bang in Blackpool, really. Down by Blackpool Shopping Centre.
Okay.
All right.
Is it a watering hole, Rebecca?
It's a pub.
Yeah.
That's a yes, then.
That's a yes. All right, we'll see you there Friday evening, so, Rebecca. Which your check for 1,000 euro?
Classic.
Oh, Rebecca, I love it.
I love it. I love it, too. Let's
fair
go.
Play to you. Rebecca in Blackpool, let's go for it. 10 out of 10. Can you hear me okay? You're on speakerphone, are you?
I can hear you perfectly.
Are you able to come off speakerphone, please? Because if it's on Bluetooth, it can drop out. I don't want you to miss any of the questions, all right?
Let's Perfect. See.
There you go. Nice and loud. All right, Rebecca, are you ready to win a grand?
Oh, we'll try our best.
Let's do it, girls.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What did St. Patrick banish from Ireland, Rebecca?
Snakes.
How many Cork hurlers are on the pitch during a game?
15.
Bruce Lee was famous for what?
Movies.
What band was Una Healy in?
The Saturdays.
What is the first name of the two Jedward brothers? So I need both their names.
John and Edward.
Question number 6. What another year was a song, a Eurovision song, for what Irish singer? What's another year? He won it twice. The original J-Lo.
Oh yeah, Pink Burgers.
The Irish J-Lo. First name Johnny.
Johnny Logan.
Question number 7. What chocolate has gone viral over the past few months?
Dubai chocolate.
Question number 8. What celebrity owns Castlehyde Estate? Castlehyde Estate in Fermoy. Snickers.
Good effort though, Rebecca. Good effort.
Oh, Rebecca, you did a great job. You did a great job of that. What time does that watering hole open at?
Anyway, it's fine.
We'll see. We'll see that.
50 euro easy living voucher.
You get a 50 euro easy living voucher.
Ah, well done.
And we'll see you down the watering hole on Friday night, Rebecca.
See you down Gross.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Listen, thanks so much for waking up to us. Have you got some kids as well? You want to say hello to?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, here. Say hello.
Hello.
No, they're very quiet.
They're gone all shy.
Hello, kids.
No, they're all very quiet.
Okay, who's there with you at the moment, Rebecca?
Madison, Charlie, and Jackson.
All right, great school.
Ava's on her way out there now as well, and I have a small bit of Charlie as well.
Oh my God. Busy, busy life. Listen, you're a great lady. Thanks for ringing in and have a lovely day, okay?
No matters at all, thanks.
Well, cheers. It's our beautiful baldy sportsman.
You like it?
With the most beautiful baldy head in Cork.
That's a nice football shirt you've got on. Is it a football shirt?
Cork City away jersey, the orange.
Orange.
Yeah. Was that a bit controversial with the colour?
Not really, because it's Frank and Walter's orange, you see, because the Frank and Walter's name is in the back.
Nothing to do with a bit of marching.
After all, are on
the
sleeves.
Let me see Frank and Walter's on the back there.
See the Frank and Walter's on the back.
I like
nice,
that jersey.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Rory, with your beautiful baldy head.
Yes, sir.
We've been trying to sell advertising on your head.
We have indeed.
Okay, we've offered it up to various companies, organisations. Lots of people got in contact and got involved and made bids.
Yeah.
For a billboard on your noggin. For 24 hours, we will advertise a business in Cork printed on Rory's head.
Yeah.
And Rory will be going from landmark to landmark and taking photos, meeting the public, walking up Patrick Street in his glittery golden jacket.
Oh yeah, you can wear that.
With your business advertised on your head.
Oh yes.
I can tell you, we have found our company.
No way.
And we will be revealing all on the show on Friday morning.
I love it.
A company here in Cork will be advertising their products on the front of your noggin for 24 hours. With the full support of the show, all social media channels. And
you have
and
the
Rory's
full support of us, Rory.
And Rory's head. Yeah. The situation we're in at the moment, because I kind of jumped the ditch on this one and thought, yeah, let's advertise on Rory's head. That'll be
hilarious.
How do we do this?
I don't know. We've got to find either like a body artist or a face painter. It probably needs to be something a bit more permanent. Or a company that makes transfers.
Yes. So we were thinking maybe a sticker.
Or a sticker.
But like if anybody has any advice on how we can advertise in a non-toxic way on Rory's head and keep him alive, put an ad on his head for 24 hours.
Yeah.
What are those henna tattoos? Do they last for... How long do they last for?
They last a while, I think.
Can we not just like print out their logo and stick it to my head?
No, it's not going to stay on.
Staple it onto my head.
Staple it?
Yeah.
All right.
Ideally, one of those tattoos. You know the tattoos that rub off?
The kiddie ones that you rub in. Yeah,
transfer tattoos.
This is where we're snookered and we need your help and suggestions, please. 0868104106. The Baldy billboard is up and running. Rory O'Hagan, you will be advertising a company in Cork and we'll find out Friday. I'm so proud of you for doing this.
Can't wait.
Money you raise will be going to a charity of your choice as well.
Yeah.
Friday too.
God bless the Baldies.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Will we go for it?
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's happening, buddy?
Britney Spears has been seen spending time with one of her sons. She has two sons with Kevin Federline. There was a lot of chat about whether she was actually still seeing the sons or whether they'd kind of, you know, kept the
headed
distance
away,
from
yeah.
her. Because as we know, there's a bit of a spiral with Britney, isn't there, really?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's filmed her son in her house playing the piano. It looks like her house. I'd say it's her house. But what everyone's talking about is her crazy reaction to his performance. Have a listen.
In my bones and my my heart and my lungs and my ass and my throat and I'm scared.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. But she actually put that up on Instagram and everybody's talking about just the kind of...
Yeah.
It's really strange, isn't
it?
Is she
all right or is she trolling everybody? Do you think she's gone to a place where she's just winding us all up? Or is there genuine concern for Britney?
I think it's the second one.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, have a look at the video and see what you think yourselves.
He's good though. He can play.
He can. He's really good, I have to say. And I watched the whole video and he's a brilliant pianist. Is there many... This is a genuine question. Do you think there's many fellas in Cork that could juggle like three or four women at a time?
No. Juggling oranges or eggs, maybe, but like three, four women.
Would you have the time or the energy?
So having four partners
at
the one time.
It's called being polyamorous.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And American rapper Ne-Yo has given us a little small insight into what that means for him. So he currently has four girlfriends. I should point out that he was married to Crystal Renee for 7 years, but she divorced him in 2020.
For having four girlfriends.
But have a listen to him talking about how the whole situation works.
I do partnership, not ownership. Sure. You're not my property. I don't even want to own you. I want a partner in this situation. I don't demand exclusivity. I don't ask for it. Nothing like that. If you offer it and I accept, there are rules to follow. On the same side of that, nothing is above a conversation as long as we're being honest. If you offer exclusivity, meaning just me and only me, and I say, all right, you sure you understand that your exclusivity to me doesn't mean exclusivity to you? If you make that decision and I say, all right, cool. Well, here's the rules that I need you to follow.
I'm exhausted by listening to him. Never mind having to maintain four relationships.
I'll tell you what you'd get from me.
What?
A kick in the coo.
A clip round the ear. Yeah. Get out of my pub.
Absolutely. I don't know how you feel about that, but listen.
It's too much work.
If it's your thing, it's your thing. I've been listening to this. This is the great Denzel Washington. He speaks a lot of sense, you know.
When I grow up, I want to be Denzel.
Yeah, he's cool. But here he is. He's actually giving us all a little bit of life advice. Have a listen.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down. Turn it off. Shut up. Be quiet. Learn. Read. Relax. Get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn. Third part of your life, you return.
Can you be my therapist?
I already am.
Earn, learn, return. I love that.
Even
I love
being
that.
In the same room as him.
Yeah, He is a cool cat.
Yeah.
What did I read yesterday? If you're doing 3 hours a day on Instagram, 3 hours a day,
right?
That's 9 years of your life.
What?
Just saying. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Okay, 5 days to go into the St. Patrick's weekend. Can't wait for this weekend. The weather's,
so
weather's going to be okay as well. It should be dry on St. Patrick's Day. It might be a bit cloudy, but into the city centre parade. As you know, the cabin crew will be the Grand Marshals. I have the honour of being the MC again this year, so we'll be doing our thing. And I'd love to bring you onto the bandstand. You know the big stand at the front?
Oh, it's so cool, yeah.
So I have tickets for a family to join us up there. You'll be with all the important people of Cork, the Lord Mayor, and all the dignitaries and all the very special guests that have flown into Cork for the parade. And you will be our special VIP family with the best seats in the house. You'll be sitting down up in the stands just at the top of the parade. You'll have the best views in the house. If you want to win those later on, kids, I need you to help us out here, okay? I want to find out later on if you're a sneaky snake, okay? We'll tell you about that later on. It is 8 days until the first day of spring. It's getting brighter and it's getting nicer. It's National No Smoking Day. And as we mentioned earlier on, it's Alfred Hitchcock Day as well.
Yeah.
To celebrate the genius movie maker who was a little bit mad, I'd say, that fella.
Bit of a strange character.
Strange character. Mm-hmm. And on this day in 2020, it was declared the COVID-19 pandemic, the worst public health crisis for a generation. So it was technically today, this day, 5 years ago.
Wow.
We were speaking about this yesterday and the amount of messages of people's memories of what they had to do.
Yeah.
You know, kids not allowed into shops, two people in a shopping aisle, all of the things we had to do before we went in. We were like the outbreak monkeys.
We were.
You know, like with the gloves and the masks and the disinfectant, everybody freaking out and nervous.
It was
nobody,
like a sci-fi movie.
It's just, I don't remember a huge amount of it. Like, I know the 2 years that it was locked down, where you couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. That felt like an eternity.
It did, yeah. Do you remember the thing where you could only go like 2 kilometres from your house?
Was it 5K?
Was it 2 or was it 5? I think it was 5, and then I think it went down to 2 for a while.
And then they cut it back. You're right. Yeah.
It was like, you just...
Cabin fever.
Yeah. All you could do was walk around the block.
Yeah. Having conversations with people from the other side of the road.
Just waving at each other, yeah.
And then if you heard, the COVID was in the village.
Oh, listen.
Oh, Bridie up the road has it. She's after grown feathers.
Yeah.
All the rumours that went around.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're out of that, lads.
Here we go. 5 years later. What have I got for you this morning? Stargazers across the country are in for a treat this week. We've a rare blood moon visible over Ireland. You need to be up early to see it, though. Vic has been howling up at it and waving at it all week.
Howling?
Yeah. That's what you do, isn't it?
No.
Does the moon affect you, do you think?
Yeah, it affects everybody. And anyone who says it doesn't affect them is full of beep.
Is it like when there's a full moon, there's the there's a higher intensity of gravity and your brain is mostly water, so it kind of messes
you up. There you go, it does. This is a fact. I watched a documentary on it once. Emergency services have absolute proof
that
they have to attend more altercations when there is a full moon.
So they see a kind of data spike on call-outs.
They see a spike.
Wow. Okay. That would explain everything. You're not mad. It's just the moon.
Yeah.
Waterford Museum. A Waterford Museum has called in ghost hunters following eerie occurrences.
Okay.
They believed, you know, Waterford, this particular museum, is believed to be a hotspot for paranormal activity. But they've brought in some Ghostbusters following reports of really strange things at the venue. Ghost Era are an Irish-based paranormal team.
Okay.
And they claim to make contact with spirits. Invite them over to your house.
That was my old house, Casey.
Okay. And was she really in the bed with you, Vic?
She was in the bed with me. You don't believe me, but until I go to my grave, I will tell you that that happened.
Vic, you were heavily pregnant.
I know.
You were demented on painkillers. I mean, anybody could be in the bed beside. I could have been in the bed beside you. You wouldn't have known.
It was a Victorian woman.
Why a Victorian woman?
She was wearing lace clothes.
You never see them wearing a pair of 501 Levi's and Converse, do you?
No.
No. Strange that, isn't it? Never see a ghost carrying a new iPhone. Strange that, isn't it?
You know, sending a text message.
Just send a voice note on WhatsApp.
No, but I'm telling you now, mm-hmm. I know what I saw, and there was a lady laying in the bed next to me.
So anyway, Waterford, are you haunted generally? I know up in Cork, if you're haunted, it has different meanings.
Yeah, we have our own paranormal society here in Cork as well.
We do. Yeah, so anyway, this is serious business because much of the jewellery on display in the Wake Museum, lots of things have been happening. It's been moved around and things have been... Paintings have been...
Have they?
Toppled sideways and
that's
strange.
Freaky. You wouldn't get me in there anyway.
It's some transition year student now having the crack down there.
No, it's not.
It is, you know it. You know, you always need a friend in life when times are hard and when things are difficult and you're going through a bad morning. Like I'm going through. I have a bad morning. For Liverpool lost in the Champions League last night. Vic gave me a cream egg, Cadbury's cream egg. She came in and went, there you go, that'll cheer you up.
I did. That's and just, really nice.
It's probably just what I needed. That's exactly what I needed. Something that reminds me of a football. Thanks, Vic. Big sugary football. That'll sort you out. Anyway, thank you. Aww. You're the best.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
The lads game.
Oh, so it's not the lady game.
No, it's the lads
game. It's the lad game. Rory, we're going to ask these two ladies here. They're not so much questions with answers. They're questions with opinions.
Right.
On the lad game this morning. We'll fire through them. Vic and Kelly, why do men refuse to ask for directions?
Oh, God. they secretly enjoy getting lost.
We probably do, but we'll never admit it. Yeah. What do you think, Kel?
I think you think that GPS kind of stands for great personal stubbornness.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Quick.
Burnt at the stake.
I love it. I love that.
What do you ask for directions? Are you man enough? Can you filter that ego away?
Good Lord, no.
No, not at all. Just keep going. You're just like, being lost is part of the process.
It's here. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
What's the real reason men love action movies, ladies?
I think you love explosions, like it's like a form of therapy or something.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think you just think that you're capable of doing all the stunts that the actors do.
Are we living vicariously through action heroes?
Like when you watch Mission Impossible, you think you're Tom Cruise, don't you?
Yeah. Mm.
Like Bruce Willis is my hero, small bald man. You know what I mean? So therefore
seeing
I see myself on screen. Yeah.
You see yourself, yeah. Climbing through the vents of Red FM at Christmas. You know, that's our Rory.
Come on to the coast.
Here's one that this should be an easy one to answer. Yeah. How long does it take a man to get ready in the morning?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like yesterday's top.
Okay. There is no getting ready. You literally just roll out of bed. Don't you?
It's a combination of both of those answers, I think, actually. Yeah, pretty good.
There's no getting ready.
Why do men insist on fixing things around the house?
Oh.
So we try our best, but we insist of having a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like you want to prove that you're better than like the YouTube tutorials that you'd be watching all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So true.
It is, isn't it? And you also, you just love the sound of power tools, of drills.
But it's also about saving money. You don't want to get a man in to do it and you can do it for free and half as well.
Do you think we love the sound of a drill more than your voice,
yeah,
Vic?
Is that... Yeah. I think any man on this planet would rather listen to power tools
when
than...
When she's giving you guff. Sorry.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, ladies, on the lad game this morning, what's a man's go-to excuse when he forgets something? Something that you do.
Oh, I don't know. He's only got enough room in his head for... pizza orders or takeaway orders. It's true.
The only thing we can compute is food.
Yeah.
You and do have to say, like, you do tend to say, you didn't remind me.
Oh, we do. Yeah, oh, it's our fault.
You never told me again. Yeah, yeah, I know you would.
But what you forget is that women have CCTV evidence to support the fact that they did say that to you and that you weren't listening.
Yeah, at 12:42, I said
so
this.
So complicated. Right, let's jump down the list here now. Let's see. Rory, this is an interesting one. Why do men leave the toilet seat up? I want to know your opinion on that one. Why do men leave the toilet seat up? What are you thinking, Kel? A gift for somebody.
Why do you do it? Why do you do
we
it?
We leave it as a present for the next person to come along.
Well, it comes down to efficiency, really. You're probably going to go for another wee, so you don't want to put the seat back on.
I think it just goes back to like primal cavemen age.
I think it's to keep us on our toes or something.
Yeah.
You still think you're cavemen, basically.
Why do men grow beards, Kelly? Why do men grow beards?
Well, if I was a man, I'd be growing a beard to hide the chin.
To hide me double chin. It is weird if you've got a beard and you shave it all off and you look like a Holy Communion version of yourself.
I think it makes you look wiser and cleverer.
Which is very far from the truth. Yes, is that what you're saying?
So far.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.